ओम 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 नमः पाणिनि कात्यायन पतंजलिभ्यः शब्द विद्या संप्रदाय कर्तृभ्यः परम ऋषिभ्यो नमो महद्भ्यो नमो गुरुभ्यः येनाक्षर समाम्नायम अधिगम्य महेश्वरात् कृत्स्नं व्याकरणं प्रोक्तं तस्मै पाणिनये नमः। वाक्यकारं वररुचिं भाष्यकारं पतंजलिं पाणिनीं सूत्रकारं च प्रणतोऽस्मि मुनित्रयम्। ओं नत्वा सरस्वतीं देवीं शुद्धां गुण्यां करोम्यहम् पाणिनीय प्रवेशाय लघु सिद्धांत कौमुदी नमो नमः। सो द क्वेश्चन इज आस्क्ड, व्हाट इज दिस डुक्री कनने? डुक्री कनने, राइट? सो देयर आर दीस धातु पाठास। ऑफ दीस धातु पाठास, इन द धातु पाठा इज वन ऑफ द उपदेश। सो धातु पाठा, ऑल द पाणिनी सूत्र पाठा, राइट, द पाणिनीय शिक्षा, दीज आर ऑल कॉल्ड उपदेश। In this Upadesha, the dhatus are all listed together and they are listed all one by one. Bhu, Sattayam, Edh, Vruddhav, Sparda, Sangarshe, Adr, Nadr, right? And so this, in this way, one by one, the dhatus are listed. And these dhatus that are listed, these dhatus, you will find in Sanskritam as such, there are these markers. These markers are called it letters. What are they called? It letters. Right? It letters, they are also called anubandha. Anubandha. So what happens is that these it letters, they have a specific reason those it letters are there. Okay, for example, the nakara, when it is a nit, it is called nit. Okay. Nit letters are added to dhatu. For example, there's a dhatu called ing adhyayane. You see, ing adhyayane. The dhatu itself is just e, but the nakara is added. So nakara is added as a nit. This is added to denote the dhatu is atmanepadi. Similarly, nyakara is an added. Okay. Nyakara is added, which makes the dhatu nit. Nit. Okay. When it is nit dhatu, it is to denote that the dhatu is ubhayapadi. So what happens is that there are these various ways in which these dhatus are denoted. Okay. They may be added a hal at the end. Okay. They may be added a hal at the end. At the end. And this hal is nothing but a marker. It will not, this hal will not, is not part of the dhatu. So if dhatu was a halanta dhatu, let's say if the dhatu is a halanta dhatu. So for example, it's a ajanta dhatu. So it is added a hal, ing, or krui, right? These are hal. So these hal, which hal means a consonant. Those consonants are added and they are dropped. The remaining is the dhatu. Okay. So if the dhatu was ending in a vowel, it will always be ending with one of these hal letters, which would then go away. Okay. So those hal letters, they will have a meaning. The ngakara is a nit. Says that the dhatu is atmanepadi. Nyakara is a nit in the dhatu pata, says that the dhatu is ubhayapadi. Okay. So similarly, there are other ways of marking these dhatus. Another way of marking this dhatu, okay, is to add an ach, which is nasalized. So a nasalized ach is added. Okay. So for example, if I look at some dhatu like edha. So edha, you see the dhatu? Dhatu is edha. Okay. Dhatu example is edha. This is a nasalized edh. Edh is added a nasalized vowel akara. Okay. And that vowel that is added to this, right? Edh dhatu is also a marker. Also a marker. The nasalized ach is also a marker. So this also has a meaning. Okay, not only this marker means it's a it letter. It's a it letter. it's an it letter. So why is this added? Is because, okay, if the dhatu was ending in a hal, if I add one more hal, it will give rise to some other sandhi rule that will happen, right? In order to avoid the sandhi rule, to the dhatu which was ending, dhatu itself which was ending in a consonant, if I want to give it a marker, I can add a vowel as a marker and then remove the vowel. So vowels that are markers are nasalized vowels. Okay, nasalized vowels, they are markers. Again, there is a purpose, okay? Because what happens at vowels, not only do they nasalize, but then you can also do udatta and anudatta. So in grammar, there are a lot of things where these set of dhatus, they play a different type of role in the rules of grammar, right? And then if at all I want the dhatus to have a nakara coming in, for example, okay, there's a dhatu called chiti. So that means that if the dhatu has got ikara as an it, then I'm going to bring in a nakara. So it becomes chinti. Okay, then nakara will come as an agama. Idito num dhatoho. So what I'm saying here is that the dhatu pata has got all the dhatus listed. Along with the dhatus that are listed, these dhatus are listed along with the markers. Why these dhatus are listed along with the markers? So that there are specific grammar rules will attach only if those markers are present. Okay, so how are the differentiation in markers? The markers could be a particular type of a consonant, could be a particular type of a vowel, or could be a vowel which is nasalized, could be a vowel which is nasalized and udatta, could be a vowel which is nasalized and anudatta, right? Anudatta. So these are various ways in which these dhatu pata, all the dhatu pata are marked. Okay, and those markings are done by letters which are called it letters. So in the Dukruikarane, okay, Nyakara is an it. So this Nyakara, Chacha Jaja Nya. Nyakara is an it, is a marker. Okay, why is that a marker? So the reason why it is a marker is because It is ubhayapadi. Okay, karoti. Kru dhatu will get karoti. Okay. And kurute. Kurute also. Kurute. Okay. It can be parasmai padam or atmani padam. So this is basically ubhayapadi. Then the do is also a marker. Okay. If at all you have adir ni, tu or du, right? If you have these things, then they are all markers. So dhatus can have these letters. These are also markers. It's not a single letter, okay? These two letters together, dakara, ukara, is also marker. So this marker, there's another rule that is applicable here, where the du is comes in and applies, it applies that rule only to this dhatu which has got this du. Okay. So this du kruing, right? So the dhatu itself is only kru. Kru is your dhatu. If at all I do lat lakara, I'll remove the eight letters and then add the lat lakara. Okay. Kru plus lat. Okay. It become kru plus ti. And then it will become kru plus shap would have come. But instead of shap, your tanadi krui biha uhu, right? U plus ti. Okay, and that u will make a this thing, will make a guna. So it will become kar u plus ti. Okay, then become karu plus ti. And then you'll get a guna again, become karoti. So this is how the kru dhatu will get the lat lakara. But if you see here, in doing this lat lakara, the du was dropped because that's a marker. Ni was dropped because that also is a marker. These markers have specific purpose. They have grammatical purposes. That's why this dukrui, in dukrui karne, this marker is used. Okay? Does that answer your question?
Yes, thank you, Kalpeji. That was a question I had every time I chanted it, and today
Okay.
you explained. Thank you.
Sure.
Kalpeshji, I have one question, one doubt.
Yes, yes, please feel free.
Yeah, all these dhadus, they have a specific marker, and only that marker can be attached to that particular dhadu, or it can any other marker can attach to that dhadu.
So it is not that a marker can be attached or cannot be attached, right? What happens is that dhatupata, as it is given by Panini, is available. Then that dhatupata has a dhatu. Then what is the marker that Panini is already attached there is what we have to understand. You follow? So it's not like somebody can attach a marker or not. It is basically what marker has Panini attached to that dhatu and what is the purpose of that dhatu. What is the purpose of that marker? Okay. There's a book called Anubandhas of Panini. The whole book written only on markers, by the way. Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah. The sutras like 133, 133, 132 onwards is a set of sutras. Adeng Gunaha, no, not Adeng Gunaha. Upadesha Jananasika It Halantyam. 133 Halantyam. Okay, let me pull that up for you. Upadesha Janunasika It Halantyam Adirni Tudavaha. One second. One second, okay. So 1 3 132 onwards. Upadesha Janasikit Halantyam Navibhakto Tusmaha Adirni Tudavaha Shaf Pratyasya Chutu Lashakvatadite Tasya Lopaha. These are the sutras that talk about the markers. These are the only markers. Halantyam. Upadeshe Anunasika It. Okay. Any nasalized ach. Aj Anunasika. Any nasalized ach in the Upadesha is an it letter. Halantyam. All the ending consonants are it letters. Except in Vibhakti, Itavarga, Sakara, Makara are not it letters. Adir ni tudavaha, the ni tu and du, the 1 3 I told you here, they are also it letters. Mm-hmm. In a pratyaya, shakara is a it letter. Chutu, chavarga and tavarga in a pratyaya are it letters. And in a non daddita, atadite, la shaku, lakara, shakara and kavarga are it letters. Tasya lopaha, these it letters, they allied. Okay.
So in shit, it's in shit, the it letter is the letter so is there, right? I'm not in sure where? About the shit.
Shit.
No, whenever you say shit, yeah.
Shit. King shit sarvadhatu.
Yeah.
Shit is shakara. Shakara is an it letter because
shakara.
Of Shankarasha, right? It is a it letter. It is an it letter because of lashakku. Lashak atadite.
Okay.
Like in shap, in the shap, shakara is an it letter. Pakara is also an it letter. Pakara is an it letter by halantyam. Shakara is an it letter by lashakku atadite.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, wonderful. Shall we do a verse?
Yeah.
Okay, let us do this verse. Purva janmakrutam karma taddaivam iti kathyate tasmat purushakarena yatnam kuryad tandritaha. So let us do the padachera. Padachheda is simple. Purvam Purva Janma Krutam Karma Tad Devam Iti Kathyate Tasmat Purusha Karena Yatnam Kuryat A Tandri Taha. Okay, 1 second, okay. Okay, so now these are the padacheda. Purva janma krutam karma tad devam iti kathyate. Okay, it is daivam, not devam, sorry. Tad daivam. Daivam iti kathyate. Tasmat purushakarena yatnam kuryat Atandritaha. So do you, are you able to spot the verbs there? One second, okay.
Kathyate.
Kathyate, right. Okay, kathyate is the first verb. So what is the second verb that you see?
Kuryat.
Yes, kuryat.
Kuryat.
Kuryat. So in this kathyate, right? Kathyate, it comes from dhatu kath. Okay. I'm just going to show you a few things. Okay. See how to look it up. So if you look up the kath dhatu, okay, let's take up a dictionary. If you look up the kath dhatu, you will find that this kath dhatu is in the, it's in the 10th gana. Okay, be careful. Some dhatu pata will show you it as 1 u. Okay, but it is actually 10 u. There's some problem with this apte online. Some of these online dictionaries, when they converted this OCR program, they had some error, I believe, right? Because even though this is in the 10th gana, it shows up in the first gana. It will show as 1 u. 1 u, if you see, you have to be careful, okay? Anyway, let's look up dhatupata. So dhatupata, katha is the dhatu, but I don't see it in the dhatupata. So let us see, maybe something with a marker. Katha dhatu. Okay, here also it is not showing up. Let us see in a different dhatupata. No, it's not showing up here also. Okay. Kath. So kath dhatu, apte. Apte says it is in the 1 u. This is actually 10th gana dhatu, by the way. How do I know? Because this katha yati, that is possible only in the 10th gana. If it was first gana, it would have become kathati. Okay. So kathayati. Okay. Let us see Monier Williams. Monier Williams says what? Oh, it is saying 10th gana. Okay. 10p. See, 10th gana also A1, right? I don't know what is A1. A1 may be Atmanipadi. So kathayati, kathayate. Okay. Kathadhatu. So if you look up the dhatu patha for this kath dhatu, you get kathayati or kathayate. But what do you have? You have kathyate. Right? So that means that this dhatu has got atmanipadam suffix. Okay. So it's got atmanipadam suffix. So atmanipadam suffix can come in if at all it was used atmanipadi. Right? But whenever you see an atmanipadam suffix and also yakara, you always go back and look whether if it is karmani payoga. okay, or bhavi prayoga. So in this case, kat dhatu, atmanipadam, lot, krudanta. Okay, this doesn't have, does it have? No, it doesn't have that. So this is karmani prayoga. The kat dhatu is karmani prayoga. And the karmani prayoga form is kathyate. Kat. So now what is kat mean? Okay. So what does kat mean? Kat means to relate, to narrate. It is said. It is not said. It's to say, to tell, to relate, to declare, to mention, right? To converse, to talk. That's how the katha, the story. Story is also what is told, right? Katha is also comes from kat dhatu. Okay, so that kat dhatu. But you have what? Kathyate. Okay, so I'm going to say is that when something is said, right? The one who says it, okay, will say something. And whatever he's saying, whatever he's telling, we'll say it is kathayati. Saha kopi will be kathayati. Now, when you say this yakara coming there, and when making it karmani prayoga, okay, so it becomes kathyate. Kathyate means you're talking about what is told. Okay, what is told, or rather, it is said. It is said, whatever is said. Okay, so that kathyate. Iti kathyate. So it is said. That is the meaning of kathyate. Kathyate means what? Is said or is called. Is said or it is called. Remember, here it's not past tense. That called ed is not past tense. Ed is in the means of saying that it is karmani prayoga. It is referring to something that whatever it is said or whatever it is called. And that is given by iti. Iti means thus.
Kalpesh?
Yes.
The kathyate here, how come it is not the sixth gana? Because shippa becomes chipyate. So kathu becomes
kathyate. So good question, right? So first of all, you need to have a katha dhatu in the sixth gana, right? Which is shyan. Shyan is your this thing. By the way, is it sixth gana? Or is it fourth gana? Divadi bhyoshyan, right? So div is actually fourth gana, not sixth gana. Okay. So divyati. Divadi bhyoshyan. So shyan also is possible. Right? But generally kat dhatu we know kathayati. It is tenth gana dhatu.
Okay.
Okay. So that is the only way you know. Or you can look up a dhatu patha and find out. Is there a kata dhatu in the sixth gana? There's no kata dhatu in the sixth gana. There's only one dhatu, and that happens to be in the tenth gana.
Can that be the dhatus in two ganas too?
Yes, it is possible, but there's no kata dhatu in the sixth gana.
Yeah, I understand that. Right. Yeah. Okay.
So when you have a dhatu at that time, we look at it, and then after that, you will find that these dhatus also have subtle differences between different ganas, and then you'll have to pick up the right dhatu.
Okay.
And even in the, you have to have the dhatu in the fourth gana, and it also has to be an atmanepadi dhatu. Then you will get this kathyati. Okay. But here we know it is not that, it is tenth gana dhatu. And since it's tenth gana dhatu, we also know it is atmanepadam. So it is karmani prayoga. So it is called. Whatever it is called. So what is it called? Iti kathyate. That iti is explaining whatever is there before that and saying that iti kathyate. Okay. Daivam iti kathyate. So daivam iti kathyate. Daivam. Tad daivam. Okay. So tad daivam means that is called kathyate. What is it called? It is called as daivam. Okay, daivam iti kathyate. That is called as, okay, that daivam is basically fate. Okay, so what is it called as fate? That tad is what? Purva janma krutam karma. Okay, so what it means? Karma. Karma is nominative singular, by the way. Is nominative singular. Nominative singular. So nominative singular of Pratipadikam Karman. Okay, the Pratipadikam is Karman. Like Atman becomes Atma. Karman becomes Karma. Like Brahman becomes Brahma. Not Brahma, Brahman. Brahma. So similarly, Karman becomes Karma. Okay. Karma, Karmani, right? Karmani. So this karma is Karman, Nakaranta Pratipadikam. And this karma that you have is in nominative, right? So that karma is further being explained further as Purva Janma Krutam. Okay. So Purva Chatat Janma, Purva Janma. Purva Janma means Purva Janma means former or earlier birth. Okay. So Krutam means done. Kruta means done. How do you know? It is Krudhatu. It added a pratyaya called Kta. We saw this last time. This Kta pratyaya is passive past participle. Okay. So that Krudhatu. And this is always Karmani, by the way. Krudhatu is added a pratyaya called Ta. Makes it Kruta. Kruta means, Kru means to do. Past tense of that, passive past tense of that is done. What is literally meaning done. Okay. So Purva Janma Kruta means what is done in earlier birth. Okay, what is done in earlier birth. So Purva Janme Kruta. Okay, so Kruta means done in earlier birth. So Purva Janma Kruta is Purva Janma Kruta. But the nominative singular, neuter nominative singular. Right, neuter nominative singular of Purva Janma Krutam is neuter nominative singular of Purva Janma Kruta. Neuter nominative singular is this. Why is it neuter? Because it is an adjective to karma. Karma is also neuter nominative singular. Okay. So now let us see what is the meaning of the sentence. Okay. So Purva Janma Krutam Karma. So whatever karma means action, whatever action has been performed in earlier birth, right? So action karma performed in earlier birth. Purva Janma Krutam Karma tad that Daivam means Daivam iti kathyate is called as fate. Okay, so he's explaining what is fate. Purva Janme Krutam Karma. So whatever has been done, whatever karma has been done in earlier birth, that karma, or rather that action, is called as fate. Is called fate. Okay, so he's explained what is Daivam. Yeah, go ahead.
Kalpeshi, karma here should be interpreted as karma phala, right?
No. So basically, remember, karma, they generally take loosely, they say karma is karma phala. But here there is no karma phala. Yes, you're right. The phala that you are seeing now is because of the karma that was done earlier. Okay. So then you can say that it is karma phala. But karma is karma. So actions, whatever the actions that were done earlier, right? The results of that action is the phala. Okay, here is not talking about the results of the action. In some ways, it is the result of the action because here it is said daivam. What is daivam? Fate. What is fate? He's saying whatever you had done in the previous birth, right? Whatever actions that were performed in the previous birth, that is taken as karma. So they ask, right, what is karma? This prarabdha karma. Okay, this is agami karma. This is sanchita karma. So there in that case, they are talking about karma, but that is lakshanika. It is more talking about the karma phala. Okay, that whatever you are facing now, that is the result of the prarabdha. So then what is prarabdha? Prakarshena arabdha, what has already started. That is the prarabdha. Sanchita is means, chitta means, chi means to collect. Chitta means what is collected. Sanchita means what is very well collected. So whatever is there in your record, right? That what is there in the record. So record, the karma actions are never there in the record. The phala of the actions are there in the record. You follow? Okay. So, but the phala is always related to the karma that was done, right? And that is why the ghana karmano gati, I agree with that. But what is said is basically whatever actions are done, the related to those actions, the phala that is there accrued in the person who has done those actions, those are kept in accrued in that person's name, right? In their account. That is the sanchita karma. Okay, now having the sanchita karma and based on that karma, whatever that begins to fructify, right? Whatever begins to fructify is called prarabdha karma. But actually it's talking to be more of the phala begins to fructify. It's not that the karma begins to fructify. When you say prarabdha karma, you're saying that the phalam of the prarabdha karma is now fructifying. Make sense?
Yeah, thank you.
Okay. So in that sense, right, whatever the karma is talking about, in case of all of these models, they're talking about the phala of the karma. But these phala of the karmas are related to the karma that were performed. And those karma that were performed and which are going to fructify now, that is what is called as fate. So basically the idea is not that fate is coming out of a void. The fate is coming, the daivam is coming out of the karma that were performed in earlier birth. So purva janma kruta, that purva janma krutam karma tad daivam iti kathyate. Okay, so two things to note here. One is kathyate is karmani prayoga, and that is because kaha kathyate, kena kathyate, it is not said. Okay, by whom is it said? It is not said. Okay, there is no vivaksha. The karta, the vivaksha of the karta, the agent of the action, is not there. So it is generally called by who? By people who know, right? By people who know. It is called. What is called? Daivam. Daivam. It is called Daivam. What is called Daivam? The karma that were done in earlier birth, that were performed in earlier birth, is what is called as fate. Tasmat, there is something that one has to know from this. Tasmat purushakarena yattam kuryat atandritaha. Okay, so here kuryat is your second verb. You're asking a question, Sanjanaji?
No.
Okay. So, kuryat. Kuryat is basically, one second, okay. Where is this? Yeah, actually this is a good one, right? This, if you go and look up this dictionary also. We were just looking at kru dhatu. If you go to the grammar of this, right? So you'll be able to see all these forms. Karayati, chikirshitaha, karati. This is another word, another dhatu, karati. krunoti. This is which dhatu. This is the one that we are interested in. Okay. The krudhatu. And if you look at it, the lat lakara. Karoti kurute. Kurvate kurvate. Karmani payaga. Kriyate. Lang lakara. Vidirling. Vidirling is kuryat. Kuryat, kuryatam, kuryuhu. Kuryaha, kuryatam, kuryata. Kuryam, kuryava, kuryama. This is the vidirling. Okay. So that vidirling is what is here, kuryat. So, kuryat. Kuryat means vidirling. As I said earlier also to you, vidirling is means what should be done. Kuryat. Should be done or rather should do. This is kartari payoga. It is not karmani payoga. Kuryat. Should do. Right? Should do what? Yatnam kuryat. Okay. Yatnam. Yatnam. Okay. It comes from, it's an accusative singular. Yatna. Pratipadikam is yatna. Yatna. This will be neuter. Yatnaha, yatnam, yatnaha, yatna, yatnaha, yatna. So this sometimes even I have to verify it, okay? Yatna. Because in yatna, you have yatnaha. That is what I remember. It is masculine. Yatnaha, bhave, bhave, nang. So yatnaha. So it's masculine. Because yatnam, yatnam, we always hear yatnam. But it is the accusative of yatna, right? So it is masculine, accusative, singular. Okay, is what is yatnam? Yatnam means effort. Yatnam means effort. Okay, that means effort one should make. Okay, one should make effort. One should make effort. Yatnam kuryat. One should do the effort. One should do the effort. That one should, right? One, there's no one. Whosoever. You should do the effort, I should do the effort, right? He's just third person. Yatnam kuryat. The effort should be done. No, it is kartari payoga. So one should do the effort. You follow? It is not that the effort should be done. If the effort should be done, then the kuryat should be in the karmani payoga. Here in the kartari payoga, one should do the effort. Okay? The effort here is the karma. One should do what? The effort. Who should do? One should do. Okay. No, I want plural. If you want plural, then what you do is you don't use kuryat. Okay. You use kuryatam or kuryuhu. Plural, if it's plural, all of them should do the effort. Kuryuhu. Okay. Janaha yatnam kuryuhu. Okay. So that is how the usage is. Kuryat. So yatnam kuryat. So one should do the effort. Okay. And how should that effort be done? How should the effort be done? Okay. Tasmat. Tasmat means therefore. Tasmat. Tasmat means hence. Therefore. Why is it therefore? Because what we are calling fate now. Because you know the earlier discussions were there, some people will just call it as fate, right? Evam purushakarena vina daivam na sindhyati, right? Without fate, because we said that there are two wheels. One wheel is fate and the other wheel is effort, right? And then we said that what is fate? Fate is also nothing but effort that was done in the earlier life. That is why now you do the effort. Because not only the effort that you do now becomes the second tire of that chariot wheel, or the effort that you do now will fructify as results later in the life or in the life's next birth lives, right? So that is why you the effort you do now. Okay.
Kalpeshi, is there an error in kruyat? Is it, it should be kuryat or
yes, it is a cycle.
Yeah, okay. Thank you.
Kuryat. The kuryat becomes kuryad, okay, jalam jashwante. That that the chartvam becomes jashtvam. It will become hard again if a hard consonant follows, but it will remain soft if a vowel follows or a hush follows. Okay, so kuryat is the word. Kuryat becomes kuryad because we remember we have this jashtva rule, which is that, you know, any jal at the end of the pada, you make it as jash. So kuryat becomes kuryad. What is kuryat? So yatnam kuryat. So how, why should that effort be done? That effort should be done because what we are calling as fate is also nothing but the results of the effort that were done in the earlier life. Okay, so that is why you do the effort. How should the effort be done? Purusha Karena. Purusha Karena means with man's work. That is what it is said, right? It is with man's work. Manfully. Okay, manfully. What is manfully? With all your heart, that's what it means. Manfully. Purusha Karena Atandritaha. Atandritaha. Atandritaha, which would mean without being slothful. Without being slothful. Okay. Tandra. Tandra means like sleepy. Okay. Like one who is weary. So you should do the effort unwearied. Okay, unwearied. So unwearied is actually an adjective. Atandritaha. Atandritaha is an adjective to you. Atandritaha yatnam kuru. Okay, so Purusha Karena Atandritaha. So Atandritaha will become masculine nominative singular. Atandritaha. So Atandritaha Kuryat. Okay, you who are unwearied, do. What should you do? You should do the effort. How should you do the effort? Effort should be done manfully. That means without being slothful. Okay. You guys get the idea?
Kalpiji, here that Atandritaha, what samasa it will be?
It is not samasa as such. The A means is a negation. No? So it is a nantatpursha, no doubt. Okay. But Tandritaha, it's a kta pratyaya. It comes from. I'm sorry?
So it is not that Nayat Tatpurusha or anything?
It's a Nantat Purusha. So that Akara, okay. Tandra. One second. I'm just seeing how the. Dhatu itself is tandra. Okay. So dhatu is, let me tell you what happens. Okay. So dhatu is tandra. Okay. Tandra. This tandra dhatu, drati. Tandra dhatu. Okay. Tandra dhatu gets the kta pratyaya. Gets the kta pratyaya. Becomes tandra plus ta. And then because of this valadi, it gets an idagama. Becomes tandrita. This tandrita is your tandrita means wearied. Okay. And then na tandritaha becomes a tandritaha. So that is how you get the nanjtatpursha.
Yeah.
But that is a negation, nanjtatpursha. But it's not a samasa as such. Okay.
Nanjtatpursha,
we say it as a samasa, but that is just a negation. The a is only a negation. that negation is applied to the varied becomes unvaried. R-I-E-D. Non-varied or unvaried. Okay, or non-slothful. Tandra. Tandra means, you know, to be fatigued. Okay. Languid, fatigued. Those are the meanings that you get for Tandra. So if I look up Tandrita, Tandritaha. Tandrita. Tandritaha. Okay?
Yes, thank you.
So let's see if any other questions are there and we can answer those questions. And we can pause here. No questions?
This Purva Janma Kritam, there are three words. There is a samasa there?
Yes, it is a samasa. Okay, so Purva becomes an adjective to Janma, becomes Purva Janma. Purvam Chatat Janma, Purva Janma. And then Saptami Tatpurusha, Purva Janme Kritam becomes Purva Janma Kritam. The what is done in the previous life. So previous and life, Janma, previous birth, earlier birth or former birth, right? So Purva Janma. So Purva Janme Krutam, Purva Janma Krutam.
So Purva Janma itself is a samasa?
Yes. Purvanchata Janma, Purva Janma. It's a karmadhara.
Okay, karmadare. And then that's the other one
in,
is...
Yeah, and then one more, third word will be krutam. Janme krutam. Whatever is done in the purva janma. So first you form a samasa of these two. Purvan, purvam chatat janma, purva janma. Purva janme krutam, purva janma krutam.
Okay. Okay. We are going to miss this class, Kalpesh.
Oh, don't worry, we will start them again. Okay. So, no big goodbyes. These things carry on last 8, 7, 8, 10 years. These are all going on. So, we have these breaks, then we come back and start again. So, we continue. I'm just putting a pause. We're not stopping the class. We will continue. And we can always study something, right? So, there's always something to study.
Yeah.
Just one verse at a time. I'm sorry.
We won't see you in the ashram when we visit, I guess.
No, it depends. I will also try to be here for a few times. I'll come here, right? So it's not like we don't know, right? You know, Ishwara is telling go there and do some work. So we're just going there and doing some work. No plans, Amma.
Okay. So, wish you good luck.
We miss you. The good luck.
Thank you.
Namo Namaha.
Namo Namaha.
Namo Namaha.
Good luck, Kalpesh. Yeah.
Good luck, Kalpesh.
Thank you, Kalpesh.
Yes.
I got Anandji. So much out of learning from you. Thank you so much.
Sure.
You got so much patience to teach everybody. I've been learning all the time.
I'll
talk to you later, Kalpesh.
Thank you. Yes.
Good luck,
Kalpesh. Thank you.
Wish you all the best.
Thank you. Namo Namaha.
All the best, Kalpesh. You're coming to Bay Area now.
Yes.
That's wonderful.
All the best.
Thank you. Namo Namaha.
Namo Namaha.